This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Texas is shaking off allegations that defunding Planned Parenthood makes the Lone Star State somehow unhealthy for women. Studies closing last year showed fewer women under 30 had signed up for state medical insurance since 2011. But that was exactly when Obamacare mandated that employers cover employees' grown children until age 26. And just this year, with additional state funding, enrollment is up 82%. Countering the myth of overpopulation is getting easier, just looking at trends around the world and in Europe. Earlier this year, George Weigel pointed out that leaders in Europe and elsewhere are begging their citizens to have more children, while almost all such leaders themselves are childless. An article at Life News from Breakpoint says slogans like "Do it for Denmark," prizes like cars and refrigerators for Russians, and government-run dating services in Singapore are failing because almost no leaders are leading by example. This is Life News Radio. A culture of life is like a bright city on a hill. Just as people in 1890 might have had difficulty imagining today's cities, so it may be today in imagining a culture of life. But it starts with more than imagination. It starts with the moral commitment to offer the highest regard to the gift of God hidden within each human life. Let's become the culture of life. Wesley Smith is telling how the Netherlands and Belgium are moving ahead with plans to euthanize mentally ill patients while harvesting their organs. Smith had been called an alarmist over two decades ago when he predicted arranged early death would lead to organ harvesting. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.